direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So very grateful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We are looking at this week John chapter 9 and this fascinating account of Jesus healing this man who was born blind. It's a very beautiful account as we see how compassionate the Savior is, and in this context, as he will show himself as the Good Shepherd, contrary to everything that he has been experiencing and receiving from those who he came to. Remember John 1, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. So here he is, he's come, and he's received nothing but rejection and unbelief from the Jewish nation. Now, this is what we see in John 9. We have the gospel summarized before us as we study it this week. It's a very powerful account, so I encourage you to tune in all week, and you will be blessed as we study and show Christ in his power and who he is as the Son of God. So, the summary of everything that we're considering today on Abounding Grace and this week comes in John 9, verse 39, where Jesus says there, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind." Everything that's happening is illustrating that truth as we see Jesus open a man's eyes and simultaneously make blind those who thought they saw. So here's the basic summary. On those who perceive their need for deliverance, for salvation, Jesus is going to open their eyes spiritually. And on those who think they see and do not perceive their need, Jesus in judgment is going to leave them in the dark blindness of their hearts. All of this can be seen in just how intricately connected chapters 8 and 9 are of John's gospel. If I were to summarize everything about chapter 8 in just a short, brief sentence, it showed us the awful rage of the human heart against its maker. We hate God and neighbor, and the fruits of that hatred here in John 8 ended up in them taking up stones against the Son of God. So it ended in the very judgment that is pronounced in chapter 9, that those who see shall be made blind. This is verse 59 of John 8. "Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple." In other words, they couldn't see him. Chapter 9 is a breath of fresh air from the perspective of how glorious it is when God gives sight. When he doesn't hide himself in judgment, but opens the eyes of sinners to see him. The main point this morning that we see as we open up chapter 9 is the truth that we have come across over and over again in John's gospel, the need for life. Nicodemus needed a new birth because he was dead spiritually. The woman at the well needed living water because she was entrenched in idolatry. It's the same thing. John 9 is teaching us that the problem of the human race is its spiritual blindness, and that all sinners are unable to see unless Jesus Christ opens our eyes. You see, the alternative to rejecting him and refusing him, thinking that we see, is exactly the kind of, this is what is the fruit of that, the kind of unbelieving, angry life at God and neighbor, hating God and neighbor, that we're going to see play out this week before us in John 9. My question then, dear radio listeners, we open this up, is what do you see? How are your eyes? Have you been made to see, or are you blind? Crucial questions for your soul. Let's open this up and find the answer this week. You could break this down in a few different ways. But here I want to keep it very simple and just show us the focus on what the life of faith looks like in radical contrast to everything that we've been studying in John's gospel. All with the goal of seeing how powerful the Son of God is to give life. So I'm breaking it down this week like this. First, we're going to look at how faith comes as a gift. Second, we see how faith is put on trial. And third, we see the victory of faith as it's confirmed and strengthened by the Lord Himself. Let's begin today by looking at faith as a gift. Verse 1, John chapter 9. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was born blind from birth. He saw. There's a lot of play here on words that we should see. This is the point of contrast in these chapters. In chapter 8, it showed us how human responsibility failed. And chapter 9 begins with and will end with showing us how divine sovereign grace prevails. Christ is taking the initiative, and he here lays his eyes on this man whom we read was born blind from birth. He had never seen. His eyes had never looked or perceived even the slightest sparkle of light. Can you imagine that? It's got to be one of the worst of afflictions. And you know, of all the sicknesses recorded in the Gospels, blindness is the one healed more than any other affliction. There are five cases of it, telling us that this has huge significance for understanding the gospel. Now, immediately, the disciples see this, and they begin to speculate over the reason for this man's blindness. It's the great question of the why. This has always been the focal point of people's interests in the afflictions and the sorrows of others. And worst of all is to see these things happen from the womb. Many of you have faced sorrows in life and have seen others face sorrows in life and are still facing many of these sorrows, maybe physically, with the breakdown and the hardships of the body. And it never seems to be balanced. You know, I mean, some people just suffer the whole course of their existence here on earth, and others can go to their death with, throughout the course of their life, and it was void of any real physical suffering. The whole thing is really a mystery to us. And every now and then we hear of the awful things happening, and, you know, we want answers. We want answers. We think everything has to be fair and evenly proportioned, but life isn't. Some people suffer a great degree, while others don't. The case is in front of you today in John 9. Jesus had obviously stopped and laid his eyes on this man. And the disciples want to know what would cause this for this man to have been born with his blindness. I mean, here's a case where a man has suffered all of his life. How do we understand this? You know, the man is probably around 30 years old at this point. 30 years of blindness, never seeing light. They want to know in John chapter 9, if this blindness was caused by some specific sin of this man or his parents, that he would have to endure this awful state of being blind from birth. This is what they say. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? The reasoning behind this is pretty clear. Behind this kind of defect has to be a sin. But how can that be so? If the man was born blind, could it be his own fault? How could it be unless he sinned in the womb? So it's got to be his parents' fault then. There was the common Greek thought of reincarnation, but probably the idea here is the Jewish idea of the law of heredity. You inherited the consequences of your parents' sins. This is on the disciples' minds, that ultimately it must have been his parents. Maybe him, but his parents makes the most sense. How does Jesus deal with this? You know, Jesus dealt with this constantly in the ministry, where a Tower of Siloam had fallen and killed a bunch of people, and Pilate had mingled the blood of those offering up sacrifices for worship. And the people thought they must have been really bad sinners because these things happened. In that case, Jesus said, "Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other sinners because these things happened? Surely I say to you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." In this case, Jesus gives us a clear explanation of what happened. He says, this man was born blind, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. It's an amazing answer. All sickness in general is due to the fall of Adam. We live under the curse. But the Lord never gave anyone the right to interpret providence as if some specific sin caused this thing that's happening. In fact, he applies it in a totally different way and says, in actuality, this sickness was specifically designed for this man in order that it would become an opportunity for God to be glorified. You know, I don't think we think of sickness this way. But for the Christian, isn't this just a life-changing perspective about suffering and sickness? Remember when the apostles were beaten in Acts and they were flogged for the name of Christ? They left rejoicing because they were counted worthy to suffer for Jesus' name's sake. Jesus is treating sickness here that way, that some of his people in life are set apart and appointed a sickness by which God is going to glorify himself in them. And this was no little suffering. A man born blind, for years he had been blind. We may not understand the exact reason for these things. We may not understand when deliverance will come, nor why us. But it's pretty clear here that Jesus is teaching us that we can see sickness, trial, and affliction as an opportunity for God to be glorified as others see the power of Christ rest upon us. Jesus corrects their wrong approach in verse 4, and he sees it as an opportunity to work. But I want us to think about this today. Sickness, trial, affliction. The Apostle Paul pleaded that this thorn in the flesh would be taken away from him. Three times he prayed that it would be removed, and the Lord said, "My power, my grace is sufficient for you." The apostle would go on to say that it's now that he recognizes when he's weak, that then he's the most strong. It's then that the power of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of glory rests upon him, as Peter says. This is the perspective for the Christian about sickness and suffering. We have an opportunity to show others what it is to have Christ when everything else falls apart. The Pharisees this week we're going to study take an opportunity to tear this man down and condemn him. Jesus healed him with the point of giving the great lesson that those who do not see, Christ has come to show and to give spiritual sight to. That's what this man's sickness teaches us. He was born blind. Jesus is the only one who can open eyes to show us and teach us that Jesus is the only one who can give us spiritual sight to see our need for him. To those who have rejected him, the reality is, in judgment, Jesus is judging, so that though thinking you see, you are made blind. This day, I hope that you say, "I do not see," and that I need the sight that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give. May he, dear radio listener, give you the eyes to see. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. Worship service times are at 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. Join us for worship. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.